I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS claimed the attacks 2 weeks ago in the Democratic Republic of Congo that resulted in the deaths of more than 80 Christians and the closure of several churches. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says a recent podcast guest shared this story with him.
Two men were approached by the ADF. They were asked, "Are you Christian or Muslim?" One of the men said, "I'm a Christian," and was instantly executed. The other man then said, "Oh, I'm a Muslim." And then they asked him, quote, some verses from the Quran. They asked him about Ramadan and when had it ended, and wanted to try to suss out, was he legitimately a Muslim or was he just saying he was a Muslim because he had watched his Christian friend be executed?
With more than 100 jihadist rebel groups creating unrest, there's concern that the persecution of Christians will get even more targeted as it gets worse. Pray urgently. Finally, Life on Life Ministry has far-reaching impact in Lebanon. When families in need receive aid and build a trusting relationship with ministry staff, Camille Melke with Heart for Lebanon says many start to ask why. Staff are then able to share the hope of Christ and invite families to study the Bible together. Today, more than 1,200 adults are involved in different Bible studies each week. It's an exploding ministry, and you can play a part in it. In the next 2 years, Heart for Lebanon is looking to triple their team's outreach capacity, which calls for greater logistical and financial resources. Melke says,
"Let's also pray that God will keep giving us more and more leaders. The needs are huge. We are only touching the surface here. The people are thirsty and hungry for the truth."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.